management of growth. So he wants you to focus on the moment, and moment only, let the moment get it out of the way. Deal with the issues around the dispute with the landlord around the road, offices in Trichet Street or Frederick Street, Johannesburg, get that out of the way. And then we will deal with the nutrition side of the kitchen and get that out of the way. All these are important matters for us. So we thought that rather than have a wife with no debt, we'd rather have a legal debt. And it means that some of these things must be put on hold until next week we will do so. Because we're going to get all of them at some point. That is our approach. So we will leave the IT matters, we will then move on to the finance matters, we will move on to Norman, we will move on to Perot, and then we will deal with DPW and its service level agreement. But of course I would assume, Commissioner, that before we get to the Norman and the Perot board, you might have an overview generally of your operations that will allow you. You don't think you just meet to those items. Specifically to the audit committee, welcome. I'm not sure how much you've been briefed, but that is orientation from our side, and maybe you could introduce yourself because you've not met the audit committee, but just as an introduction to the audit committee. We have had interactions with your PDPS. And in those interactions, the predecessors became very clear to us that their concerns coincided with our concerns, and that was the capability, the capacity of IT more than anything else. I mean, there was everything else, but I want to repeat what I said last time. My own view is that if the IT system in this department doesn't work, nothing else is going to work. Nothing else is going to work. Because correctional services is a hospital, it is a hotel, it is a school, it is a microcosm of all of South Africa. So that's in correctional services. And yet we have a department there that couldn't send an email. Now I don't know any school that can operate without email. I'm not sure there is any hospital that can operate without those kind of things. That's why I want to raise the IT matter. Because for us, if that doesn't work, this department is not going to work. I also have to remind everybody here that since inception, this department has not received an unqualified report. Since 1994. It has not received an unqualified report. I'm saying that let's fix up IT. We'll continue not to have an unqualified report. And 8 years down the line, we can't have a situation. The correctional service is one of the very few departments in government that has a qualified report year on end. When we started, there were quite a few of these departments. Many of them have been able to turn themselves around. Home Affairs, all those other departments have been able to turn themselves around. There is no reason why correctional services cannot turn this situation around. There is no reason. So you as the audit committee, we would expect you to guide us in that. We would expect you to make a noise when the department, in your view, undermines or overlooks or marginalizes. We expect the Auditor General to do the same thing for us as well, to highlight areas of the things the department must begin to look at to change around the audit opinion. We expect the Inspector General to do that for us. We expect CEDA to ensure that the tools of the trade of the department are in place, because ultimately we want a clean audit, because that is a sign that the disturbance is good. So everybody has a look at that. And that's how serious you take it, and you have an opportunity as the audit committee. I know you're new. If not today, but you'll have an opportunity to brief us in terms of your handover, what you picked up, where you see your focus areas, and how you're going to assist us in making sure that this department turns around its finance. You might not have an opportunity now, but we said you would want you to give us some sort of a feel of your view going forward, because the OS committee is a very integral part in our objective of reaching a clean water stream. At this point, Matt, maybe I'd ask you to introduce yourself. Everybody on hand, not just respect to other people, but if anybody wants to introduce themselves, they can do that. Let's just start with the OS committee, because we've not met you formally. I don't know if you're going to do it, or if you're going to do it, but if somebody could just introduce us to the OS committee, or at least the representative of the OS committee, so that you know who they are. And then the CISA delegation, if you want to also introduce yourself, you're willing to do that. If you think it's not necessary, you can also exercise that option. The same with the Department of Public Works, you were here last week, so if you want to review it, fine. If you don't exercise that option, it's also fine. I'm sure the executive judge and the team are well known to us, and the department are well known to us. But if you want to go through the process to do it, but it's not necessary from our side, other than the audit agenda, having the audit committee, because that's the only component that we've not met formally. So, Commissioner, I'm not sure if you're going to agree with the representative of the audit committee going to do it, and can get back to the business for the day. I'm not sure. We may hand over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks for your opening remarks. I would like, on behalf of the department, to sincerely appreciate listening. The entire leadership of Correctional Services is here today. I don't think we need to introduce ourselves unless the chairperson so requires. But certainly it is important that the representative of the audit committee speaks on her behalf and on behalf of the team. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm here representing the audit committee. Member of the audit committee. My name is Linda Mabonya. I'm a chartered accountant by profession. I've been a chartered accountant since 2004. I've got diverse experience in relation to public sector finance. I own my own advisory company whereby I do some advisory on government, national treasury, and our department respectively. I chair audit committees of respective public enterprises, including Broadband in Saco and Road Agency Bobo. And then I also, interestingly, also sit on the audit committee of CISA. So, and the Department of Correctional Services Accounts has been one of those items that we have brought out to our attention, and it's something that we need to give attention and deal with properly. I've joined the audit committee of the Department of Correctional Services since March, April of this year. We have done a lot since. We have met with the audit general, who has numerous discussions, and we do recognize the challenges that are faced by the department. And we are currently in the process of setting up an action item list whereby we're going to address all the items that have been identified by both the Auditor General and the internal audit team. And what has happened is that we have also taken it upon ourselves, seeing that this is so important and getting a clean and unqualified report that we want to put as soon as possible to a clean audit report. That we also place ourselves to meet on a monthly basis whereby we are checking the issues that have been identified and what has management done about them. One of our own members, Charles, is a specialist in IT, and we have flagged IT as well as one of the items that are of great importance. Even if you look in our internal audit plan for the current year, IT has we've placed a number of hours in with respect to the audit committee because you cannot wait until year end to find out that you had a problem. But then we're going to be putting on our back and we will report on a regular basis or whenever that the portfolio committee requires us to report with respect to the progress that has been done. But then so far we are pleased with the fact that management has given us a lot of support and they show great attitude, positive attitude towards wanting to turn around the department around.
Thank you very much. Now, let us then hand over to the department, I would imagine, to talk to us on your IT state of affairs. We will then ask the CETA to do the same. AG, if you want to also add to it, we will allow you to do the same. Then we'll open up for a board discussion and reach a resolution on method IT. And then we'll move on to the next one. So, the department. I know Tito has some presentation. Can we hand over to Tito to talk to us on the state of affairs? I'm not sure if we know you're going to do it. I told Tito on my document. Somebody can give us the state of affairs in terms of the IT. We will allow Tito to do his own presentation, the AG to comment if so wishes, and then we'll open it up to members to contribute.
Thanks, Charles. It was because the operator just had the training. So. I just want to testify. But Chairperson, thanks for treaty. I just want to make a small amendment, make an apology on behalf of Chief Deputy Commissioner Incarceration and Correction, Mr. Small Beggar. He's not here with us, attending a meeting in Botswana, which is taking place between the government of Botswana and South Africa. So I would like to end this apology. Without much ado, I'll therefore request both the CETA and department to deal with the issue of the IT complaint. Suffice to say that in our previous engagement with yourself, Jefferson, we did also take cognizance of the fact that IT is the backbone of the organization. And that without a functional IT component, the department will be unable to deliver on its mandate. I therefore request the CEC or either to take the presentation forward. But however, this indicates that the Department of Correctional Services and CETA management team have met and have mapped out strategies as to how to deal with this matter. Most importantly, in the meetings that we've had with CETA, for the first time we're able to discuss from the position of a permanent representative of the Department of Correctional Services at the CIA level, discussing issues close to the organization. You recall, Chair, one of the members that in the past interaction with yourself with somebody who was on contract, Mr. Jeff Morgan, who was representing the organization, and therefore there were occasions where he could not take substantive decisions with regard to the IT problems that he faced. I'm over here and trust indicate that the issues of staffing are being dealt with, the issues of a high level component of consultants in our organization is an issue that has been dealt systematically and at a very high level department that it deserves. And as and when we move into this area, I will see that the number of consultants are from 100 to about 20 or 10. So there is an achievement that we have made in this regard. But I need to indicate that the elephant that we have in the room that has died needs to be buried. But the process in which how to deal with this is a matter that our IT company together with CETA and other stakeholders have to deal with. We have programs that predate 2006, which they have not given us a solution. And therefore, I call upon the CDC, Government Information and Technology, to take the podium and address yourself on measures going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Chairperson. Good morning, colleagues. We have not prepared a formal presentation. We have sent one, but the one that we have sent through is with regard to the only matter that we have to discuss in this subject on the table around the payment. In terms of the relationship and the projects that we are doing, we are putting ahead. We are together in all of the projects and addressing the issues around connectivity. We are writing projects that CETA will highlight
network will be migrating to a more stable and secure environment. In terms of projects that we still have contractual issues around, we are discussing them, and we have to also be able to come into an amicable solution between ourselves in terms of that, because those were projects that were supposed to have been completed at a certain point of time. They were not completed, they were extended, therefore we have to come to a solution around it and make sure that it benefits both parties in terms of the way forward. Outstanding debt is, we have an outstanding debt of around 34 million, which is dating back to 2007-2008, which we have received the communication from CETA, and we have indicated to them to say that we cannot pay certain amount because there are no supporting documents around the payment. And we have agreed with them, they need to go and bring us supporting documents in order for us to be accountable to those payments, because none of us were there during that period of time when those projects were executed. We need to have proof that projects were executed, they were signed off, therefore we can then pay for those services if need be. Thank you.
All right. Sita, is there anything that you want to add, including the resolution of your debt? Anything else that you want to add? Then we'll open up for a remark and question. Your debt is 181 days going that way. That seems to be the elephant in the room. Anything that Sita wants to talk to us about? Again, we're saying the focus is getting this department to have an aid to fill them in life.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Chairperson. My name is Ronnie Mabena. I sit as a director and member of the IT stakeholder and governance committee of the Board of Cities. And I would like to take this opportunity to start by apologizing for our acting chairperson, Michael Gulen, who was supposed to be leading the delegation, but due to her engagement, she couldn't. With me, the member of the board and the chair of our procurement committee, Mr. Rika Kame, we also have Mr. Mahosi Mutupi, who is the ICT. Executive ICT Service Delivery, Bongen Gosi, Crime and Prevention Cluster Manager, and Nero Shorik, Accounts Manager for DCS. And then, of course, Nokolita Najosi needs no introduction. She always leads and prepares for our visits in this place. We have prepared a presentation chapter. In anticipation of all of the other issues that have been elevated. The selection of the delegation, first and foremost, has been chosen with respect to all of those areas of concern that Parliament has raised that we needed to adequately prepare for and bring here people that are relevant to those areas. And therefore, our executive ICT service delivery, of course, is going to lead us in the presentation, within which I am confident that there will be responses to some of the issues. Our team will be sitting in throughout the presentation and afterwards for questions, so that we can then take responsibility as to where we need to in terms of all of the areas of CETA's responsibility. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. To everyone, including the commissioners, all the protocol of that from the committee, the presentation is short because it's straight to the point on issues that we had to go on the last time. CETA has been requested to assist the department in the IT infrastructure and in intervene in the following issues: on the license renewal, the virtual private network, the network infrastructure, host infrastructure and project management. On the next page, I'll talk to the pilot. The CDC already mentioned an issue around 34 million. On the old debt, we had about 40 million. The 6 million has been agreed upon. The 34 million is an issue which is currently being addressed whereby supporting documents have been requested from the department, mainly to the timesheets and stuff like that. So hopefully if that can be resolved, the matter will be closed as well on the 34 million. But the 6 million of 181 days has been agreed upon. What you see on the screen is other damages on this current financial year. But on the previous financial year, on other years, it's 40 million. And in the current year, the right need is about 12 million. The next page, these are the information that is visible. For the new business agreement that has to be signed, we're still in negotiations with the CDC. Hopefully that will be resolved as well before the end of financial year or the end of this year. We already mentioned the issue of payments, which we had actually a task team, particularly from our finance team, working together with a department to address all the financial matters that we can come to be on time. The forensic investigation that was requested the last time is taking place. The senior delegates and internal people have been given work together with the audit committee, and our own senior internal audit is part of this now. So that process is taking place. On the outcome, the matter has not been finalized, but in this one, I would say that our most senior people met, meaning that our chief executive officer together with the commissioner of the department to try to resolve the issues that we have. There's a meeting that was proposed to happen between the all tripartite parties, which is within ITA, the Department of Correctional Service, and the Dimension Data to see how we can resolve this matter. So that is still a matter in progress. The correctional service infrastructure, we have been requested that the department make sure that they upgrade the whole infrastructure over the next 3 years and stabilize the network. This upgrade includes around the server rooms, the cabling, the network switches, and telephone. SICA has requested to issue out one tender to deal with this. There has been meeting taking place as latest with the PC and our executive procurement on how to handle this going forward. So they also indicate that there's work that is needed to happen in this financial year, which we have to agree first with the department. On the land infrastructure, for the Western Cape Correctional Center, this was for the priority area to upgrade the server rooms, the cabling and telephony. The areas where brand-led cabling has been completed, what we are waiting the equipment awarding, which might happen this Friday with the commitment from procurement that will happen by the 14th of September. Same applies with Vandenberg Felt. A cabling has been completed there. With Amatole and Kudumut, cabling has not been done, but the award will happen as well this week for that work to proceed to collect. On the VPN, we should be able to complete this by the end of financial year, which we committed to. We've been requested to migrate plus minus 400 times to the SICA NDN, which will bring security to the network of the department. Through the common access points with high quality level. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Auditor General, is there anything that you want to add before we open it up for members to the engage?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I sometimes agree with the opening remarks of the Honourable Chair when he said that if IT does not work, nothing else is likely to work. Of particular concern to us are the systems that deal with financial reporting, particularly the asset reporting system, logins, which has given the department some challenges, as a result of which it did receive advice opinion last year, the year ended 2011. And also systems that deal with reporting on platform information. Those are the two main areas of concern for us, safety children.
Let us say you have a 360-degree report, that engagement is up.
Thank you very much, Chairman. There are really three questions I'd like to ask. The first is that I distinctly recollect that when we met on the 29th of May and asked for a forensic investigation into 90 million rand that was unaccounted for, we distinctly said that there should be an external investigation or an internal investigation. And I see that the report here reverses the DCS forensic investigation, not an external investigation. The second thing deals with the add-ons, because that would seem to be flesh and bones, if you like, daily management of offenders in prison. And a meeting was held on 24th of July, and the matter is still pending DCS decision. It's now the 12th of September, and I'm not sure whether this matter is being dealt with a sufficient urgency that it deserves. Finally, I'm very pleased to see that the local area network cabling has been done for the new prison. In my view, it should have been done before the prisons were bought, while the prisons were constructed. And it comes down to what we discussed last week, and that is whether this new procedure will form part of the standard operational procedures when it comes to constructing a new prison. So we don't find ourselves in a position where prison gets constructed and there's no cabling required. The left hand needs to talk to the right hand to make sure that when a prison is constructed, IT is an important and integral component of that building plan.
So what let's take we're dealing IT. And we'll allow you to respond and go for a second round in the
Chairman, I see clarity on slide 5. Tasking forms from DCS to reconfirm the account. The account is currently 65 million here on the website that I have. And on the slide it shows 62 million. Which one is the amount? Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, mine also is on the slide 5 in terms of the delaying payment to CICA. Can we get the clarity? What makes the delay? And what was the time frame of a project when we started? Because we got a presentation that to say the contract was supposed to extend it. That's why I want to know, Chair, why is the contract that's been extended? What was the contract? And what was the deadline for the contract to be reinstated?
Chairperson, the Government Information Technology Officer indicated that they could not pay CETA because there were no supporting documents. Now that's understandable. Now, Chairperson, since CETA is here, I would like to know from CETA, do they still have the necessary documentation? Invoices, whatever else goes along with it, tender documents, whatever. And if that is so, Chairperson, why and what are the possible reasons why CETA has not yet submitted them to DCS? Are there any compelling reasons why this has not been done? I mean, what we recognize here is that CETA is a governmental agency and one expects this type of cooperation and this type of interaction to be on a very high level. If it is true that they are straight to submit it while carrying it, then Chairperson, it's a matter of great concern. So we need to have answers on this.
Right. Very let's start with CETA. If any is directly to you and you respond to them, you'll hand over then to the department if there any that specific to you, your responses, and you take from there. So,
thank you, Chairperson. We will allow Hoti to respond in dealing with some of the processes and procedural issues, including the issue that is very topical there of slide number 5 that deals with the findings. And we will be updated also by network in terms of briefing and getting us to understand where we are in terms of the asset logging system, question that was asked, and in terms of the system of performance as well as the matters needed clarity on. And then interactively we will then be able to deal with all other follow-up questions then. Thank you.
I just needed clarity around the contract issue, which around the extension of the contract, because we don't know which contract it is. We can try to look at the mind. But nevertheless, let me respond to the other question. On the forensic one, investigation one, I will leave to the department to respond to that. On the afterwards, the work that was going to be the presentation that you have in front of you was for the date prior to today, August. So we had prepared that for that. There was a subsequent meeting between our CEO and the commissioner last week. So it has been something that happened subsequent to that. And on the land cable, the cable has been done once construction is complete. There's one building that we understand that construction has not been completed. And if you can start drilling or doing any IT work while construction or building has not been handed over, it normally brings problems regarding who becomes liable for damage or in terms of not maintenance, like guarantee the building. So we're waiting for that building to be completed and be handed over to the department before we can find that keep leaving. The clarification on the 62 million on slide of finance, like I said, the slide was prepared for August. There has been subsequent movement in terms of payment. So we updated, and this is the recent update on the money. So that's why you only see now 62 million and not 63. Even the figures there have changed in terms of the day from, so it dropped by 1 million there based on the day that the two submissions were made, because this one is the current document submitted. I'm still seeking clarity on the contract issue because I need to understand which contract is there. In terms of the CETA support document, CETA has copies. This is the resources that used to be given on behalf of CETA to us as the department previously in the past. So what happens is that we receive timesheets and CETA copies, and we then invoice based on timesheets. So there's been an issue around the original document and stuff like that from the correctional service, but CETA now has copies within our records. I don't
know if I'm listening, but it's an issue around the contract extension. The contract for us, that's an issue. I'm going to be talking about an extension to the contract.
That is a perfect, in fact, change. Not the contract, it's the project. The project, I want to know when was the project started and what was the time frame for the project to be finished. Yes, thank you.
Slide 7, is the slide because I see the slide specifically, or is it?
Captain, when you go to, when you look at the slide 5, there's a delay in payment to CETA. Then when we go down, there's a proposal solution on the basis in terms of the CETA, DCS, and the emerging data to find a solution towards ensuring completing the project. So my question is on this question that is, when was this project started? It's not clear whether this project was started at 2012 or 2011. What makes it leave? What makes them change to increase the project.
Give direction and eventually on the event. you want to say something else? Mr. Kapsi, you want to say something else? That is not. We don't want to open up the debate. Baba Do and Hara, and then we will take it.
No, Chairperson, I don't understand where Commissioner comes from. But the underlying premise is that they are here now. We don't know who invited them. But if we get a clue of who invited them, because they are sitting with you, that side, not with us, this side. Therefore, that's another matter. Therefore, we don't want to be serious if we are changing them away. But we are really saying this is an open meeting, according to the chairperson, because we want to protect the chairperson too. If the meeting is open, it's open for everybody. But who invited those people? The person who invited those people should speak to them. We will ask the question, no matter what sort of person you are going to ask. That's my position, chairperson.
Chairperson, I'm gratified this morning and what our powers are. Now, the question of who invited them, to my mind, does not arise. These are open meetings. But to try and accommodate the problem that we are sitting with, and that is that there is a forensic investigation, and I think it is ongoing, I don't know whether the rules, Chairperson, provide that the committee can go into committee in order to discuss a specific issue. But I want to also direct the Chair's attention to the fact that the parliamentary monitoring group representative is normally present at all the meetings of this committee, as far as I can remember. And then the issue would be, Chairperson, that meeting will have to be strictly, if we go to committee, between the committee and the relevant departmental officials that need to enlighten the committee on what is on the table. And it would mean then, Chairperson, that any visitor, any member of the public who has the right to be here, will have to leave the room for that, for the duration of that particular interaction. When the committee proposes that it goes into committee, or someone on the committee proposes. So that is the anomaly, Chair, and I just wanted to direct your attention. But if the PMG, who is normally present at all meetings, will compile their report, and their report will be available for public dissemination. So that's the anomaly, Chair. Thank you.
So that we go on the same page, that there's no lack of sense. The way forward is that I think the citizen himself afterwards, he understood and recalls that the forensic audit should have been conducted externally and is conducted internally. Now somebody must respond to why this has the case. In terms of the content of the forensic report, that I assume you have in writing. I'm requesting the department to give us that in writing. The content of it. We will process it and take a decision. Because we're assuming that that report will name names, will name places, and will do those types. So, Commissioner, don't respond to the content of the report. Respond to, is Mr. Sal correct in recording that he asked for an external and not an internal? And if it is internal, what the reasons for that internal. And we stop there. In terms of the content of that report, we are asking you to give it to us. In writing, because you would have commissioned somebody to do the report, let that report come to us, we will look at that report, we will see their names, and hold those people accountable. That's what accountability is about. When that report has been produced, and it has come up with recommendations, why haven't you not implemented them, or if you've implemented them, give us proof of having implemented them. I'm hoping the committee is in agreement with that approach, that Commissioner don't respond to the content, but just to the specific why internal and not external. And there anything else that you feel you want to respond to, you then open it up for members for a second round, if they seek further clarity, and then we will move on. Commissioner.
Chairperson, the forensic is a very tema.
if in the discussion that was had, that was saying, there was an internal assessment of the report that we got, and we escalated the matter to a forensic investigation by an external qualified company to do this matter, so it's external content. I wish to perhaps address that if that has been issue that was in fact the forensic investigation. Thank you.
Any other comments?
I just to address the issue that members of the infrastructure, if that is something that will address the future facilities that we are building. Yes, in the same contract that we say that in future any other facilities coming need to be in the same boat with the facility management so that we can ensure that IT is also on track to be delivered for that facility. So it does address the issues that we had with the three that we had in the Western area. Thank you.
Let me have a second bite, I'll open up to members, but before I have a second bite, just to refresh members, not members, but our attendees. There was a minute of the 30th that this committee adopted, and I'll read that item. The committee supported the forensic investigation into 90 million rand spent on IT strategies that were not implemented, but insisted that it be performed by a completely independent body, ideally the Auditor General of South Africa. It was agreed that once the investigation had been concluded, the DCS and CITA should consider the outcome and provide the committee with the final report, which should indicate action taken. So I said that. From where I'm sitting, we committed a forensic audit, it comes back, it comes with recommendations, they must be implemented. But the question I think that we're following up now is how far is the forensic audit, and have we processed it? And you don't have to respond to it. Have we processed it and give us the report? That's all that we need. Somebody must be able to say, no, we've looked at it, we are processing the report, and then we want to understand the consequences of that processing of the report. I just want to remind you. My own questions around the input we were made is, and I think this is what we're getting at, in terms of the articles that have not been completed, what is the consequence of that to the day-to-day running of correctional services? What are the consequences? If Mr. Tell is saying that that is lifeblood of life in the facility, it is not been completed. What are the consequences? Let us understand the consequences of this. Somebody must explain to us what are the consequences of this thing not having been concluded on time. And then the second part that maybe you must answer the CFO, if not now, when you have the opportunity. Because it's going to lead to another question we're going to ask later on. There is a 35 million rand, 34 million rand, whatever this figure is, that is under dispute in previous years. I don't recall this committee agreeing to any contingent liability budget. I don't recall. So if tomorrow CETA comes with that supporting documentation, how are you going to fund the 35 million? Because that is contingent liability then that you are sitting on. By the way, she says you are unable to prove that supporting documentation. How are you going to justify to someone else? Because I'm assuming you would have paid someone to do it. If not paid somebody, you would have worked on it yourself as internal expertise and contained for it. And there is no tangible something that we can say, yes, that 90 million or 35 million or that sort of thing. So to both departments, when this thing is resolved, did they tell us their mind? Did they tell us their mind? Who's going to give you that money? That is the question that I'm asking. Because change is here. And you can ask us, if the thing is paid for, Let's assume today, in my life as scope or not as scope, I would assume that I would be unauthorized to credit. I'm looking at the age. I would assume, because if our budget for this year, how can we account for this 34 million? That is the real oversight that I'm asking. We can't have this situation where, presumably, we budgeted for that money 360 days ago.
Oh.
Or 360 years, I'm talking maybe 3 years, as we talk about. Or you commissioned this exercise without having that budget. Now, 3 years down the line, somebody is suffering in terms of service delivery for an old debt. Somebody must answer that question so that we can make the recommendation. Let me remind you that part of our power in the BRR is to change the budget. And we're going through that process in the next few weeks. Somebody must answer, when are you going to get 35 million? That you certainly have not budgeted for, we see at that time, because we approved the budget. You certainly don't have a complete liability of 35 million. Maybe it needs to happen, and if you haven't, please just share that with us. So, what are the consequences of the delay in the ARPA? And is it my balance and the 35 million? Whether it is CETA or DCS. If you could respond. Any further questions that members of the House, new questions, and then we will close this matter.
Chairperson, the first bite I took, I haven't given digestion yet because I didn't get the response with regard to the delivery of the invoices and the information that is required for DCS to pay. Why was it not submitted? You handled some other issues, and I don't know whether they relate to this particular question that I had asked.
I think it's just that you have supporting documents. I think it's in progress, but you can respond to it. You have to clarify an understanding what is something that we are really working on. That's why I asked the question. If at the end of the day you can prove that it's coming due to you, whether DCS get money from, if DCS can prove that you do not have sufficient supporting documents, how do you count for it today? So I think that's work in progress now. But at some point it has to be conclusion. So do you want to respond? I guess I've been presented to you correctly, but if you want to respond to that, you can. Okay, sir.
Thank you, Chair. I have said that CETA does have copies of the timesheets and invoices that were submitted to the department. The issuer department was looking for original documents, which we only get copies from them on timesheets side from the department, and we get copies and we invoice based on that. So it's something that probably we need to get the original documents with the help of the department. But we do have supported documents within our system within our HR and within our finance.
We don't have to delay this matter. At what point do we think we don't get clarity on it? I'm assuming that you also are anxious to get your money. I'm assuming you're anxious to get your money. So the point that we are making is, at what point do you want to have this resolved? Because every year that it carries on, it adds to the contingent liability of this department. I don't know if you understand this. Every year it adds to the contingent liability. Parliament will never touch it for in case. The net effect is if it finalizes this year or finalizes next year, whatever year it finalizes, some part of the correctional services program is going to suffer the process. That is the net effect. Because we will not be supervised to the contingent. When you do finalize it, it means they must take money somewhere to pay for this amount of money. That's the concern we have as correctional services, and I would assume the concern that DCS would have, because they would have to account for finding this additional money that is not just given to them in a hot somewhere, because in Parliament, use it or lose it, you can't work over 5 years. You just cannot work over 5 years. It's immoral to work over money when they show you somewhere else. So that is really our concern. So that we kill this thing, get it out of the way, Sukhumar. Do you want to respond if we ask? I know I'm not used to the big. Are you satisfied with that on your response?
Yes,
okay.
Thank you. I think we can head over to the people from the question of it, because from our point we cannot just write it out. We can't write it off. 8 years old would know that we can't just write it off. We have to go through other committees to explain why we even have to write off this debt.
Yeah.
chamber of public documentation. Those documentation would be the proof of insight, the invoice, the recognition, all of those documents, also the statement, the statement of the creator of the statement. If they can prove that indeed they never did, also they did not pay before. There isn't a question why I'm highlighting that if they did not pay before. Because to find the sum of the payment, they were paid before. You find that now, by mistake, is still coming back on the stage. That's why in 2010, myself, the National Commissioner, the SCO, of CETA at the time, we agreed to say, CETA bring all your disputes with all the that you are saying is not the case. Then CETA brought those things. Okay? And then we had this meeting with CETA as a continuous meeting. Now those meetings, it was just a small amount. If I remember, I had the past, but I can't remember of that. At the end of 2011, was around the time of my meeting. Okay? So, CETA need to prove without a reasonable doubt. Because I write it in here, Really, what is that the thing that they are talking about? I really don't know where they are coming. That's the first thing. The second thing, about 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks ago, we received a letter from CETA, which is saying that we are owing CETA for quite a substantial amount. That sets I said to teacher to make sure that our language is safe. I will read all those types of amounts. That we express it to the letter that was written by the CEO from CETA. To my surprise, most of those amounts were not owed, according to our letter. So, generally, as I'm sitting here, I can't vouch to do that. But the chairperson asked a very, very pertinent question. Irrespective that it's 84 million or 1 million, what does it ever do if you find that we are misholding that money? If it's true, we are holding that money. If trauma and particular point in time, we find that the DCM indeed owes, but probably DCM is understanding, I need to qualify that, is understanding is one of the main division of the authority. From there, we apply Section 43 of the PSMA. We'll apply Section 43 of the PSMA, which is for the buyer. That, because whatever thing that we need to do, we need to stick to our law. We'll apply to the buyer where the faith, where there is a faith in one main division of the vote, and the other main division of the vote then we can process it. But as a department, we cannot just do it. We cannot just do it as a CFO. The accounting officer, we need to write a text to get the permission from the president. If we don't get that permission, indeed it will be an unauthorized thing that we continue. But Section 43 of the PSMA, it allows everybody to have access. Thank you.
No, it's just for the fact. The one I feel kind of interesting. You know, the day immaturity comes to us, Commission, The day that spiritual services come and have a saving of 35 million lands. But can you come and say to us you've got a saving of 35 million lands? I don't think you'll be deserving of your job. I don't think you'll be deserving of your job. We said the simple thing that your budgets are supposed to be planned and I'm hoping that the audit committee listens to us. But when you bring a budget to us, they realize it's something. And it's informed by what you need to do. Now, the CFO says that, and I'm not going to do it in the council, let's not say that it's going to be a CFO. If at some point you come back to them and say, you know what, we do owe citizens money, 34 million rand, we found a safe sum. 34 million rand. 34 million rand. Now, when you talk to this committee, you better have your facts correct. When you talk to this committee, gone are the days that officials will come to tax savings and we will accept it. Not this committee. Some of us in our previous lives did the type of integration. I'm telling the CFO, I'm very wary of the response that you made, that we will find a savings in the department for 34 million rand. It means somebody, when I say somebody, some other person will have suffered for it or not. Or it means that you have passed your budget to the value of 34 million rand of slash. There can be no other relation. If at the end of the day there's 34 million relations, then we have a problem. But I don't want to dispute, but all I'm saying is that you understand the importance of our time. It's clear, Sita, that there seems to be some sort of dispute. Can you ask the two of you? We're not being really honest. Can you ask the two of you just to go and find some sort of a conclusion? Short of that, as Parliament, we've got mechanisms of escalation. I don't really want to do that at this point. We really don't want to escalate this matter at this point. But clearly, this 34 million rand can't continue for the next 3 years and hang over either your head or DCS's head. That's how we will allow you guys to go and conclude this matter. One way to ask, let's reach a resolution on it. The second question that we are asking to the DCS is, what is the impact of the delay in the outcome? In terms of your performance, that's why it's important that we get over this letter and move on.
Thank you, Chair. I think maybe we should understand the purpose of ARDOM. ARDOM was to bring a single version of the truth in terms of offender information. So therefore, if we can't give you that single version of the truth because of the decentralized environment we have, we will not be able to improve on our performance information. So it means that ARDOM has a huge impact in terms of us getting to a level where we are having the real truth about the offender information.
Is ARDOM running? If not, when is it? Because I've got a very nice question. When is it expected to run? You can give us an indication. And if there are any hiccups, where is the hiccup that we cannot block them?
No, Chair, it's not running. Remember, it was a project that was initiated in 2008 and supposed to be completed in 2009. It was not done. It's not running, and hence the Commissioner mentioned the issue around the investigation to see exactly what had transpired around the issue commission.
But there we have it, members. It's not done from 2008. Part of the one leg is the forensic. The other leg that are more interested in custody. If you're saying to us that we do not have a reliable system currently, because ARDOM is the life that you're saying of this department. And the fact that it's not the same means we don't have you let the true fact or whatever you're calling about. I think that's one of the biggest concerns. Not minimizing the fact that there was money spent and it was not completed, but AG in his opening remarks said that part of your qualification is the unreliable performance information. This is continuing to concern me because you are saying that it's part of your performance. It just has all those ripple effects. We need it on also be resolved. That is the purpose of oversight. If you don't talk about it, then we receive resolutions, otherwise we eliminate it. For us, that is a concern. Can somebody come back and give us the 90 million grand answer? Somebody come back and indicate us. What are you doing about fixing up ARDOM or replacing it or something? Because ultimately, we think that as long as there are papers that have been pushed in correctional services, inspecting that, carry load. Because we want a situation where if I put person's ID number in, you're able to say to me, he's awaiting trial in judgment, he is sentenced in Peter Master. That's the intention. Can't be with a paper. We have a situation where somebody is awaiting trial on another matter and gets released from that city, from jail and location. Because we aren't able to say to whom to, although he's picked up on this one, he is still outstanding on another. That is the sense of ID. And we expect that we get to that sort of a situation where either by my fingerprint or by my ID number you are able to say he has further charges and therefore he's not eligible to be released. So we need them to sort it out, ladies and gentlemen. And we will continue him on the IG because it's the lifeblood of this department reaching full potential in terms of service delivery. Are we now in the position to move on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you very much. Thanks to Tito, thanks to Sita. We're hoping that you appreciate the seriousness of this matter and the serious consequences that it has, both financially and in terms of service delivery. And we're hoping that Audit Committee is able also to assist, support, guide, and help the department in achieving this one leg of service delivery, because it's probably the most important one. You're free to leave if you want to leave. Sita, but you didn't take this. I mean, there's no further questions I can give you now, but you are more than welcome to stay. If you would like to leave, you can do so. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. There was another comment that was made by AG about the enhancement of office. We did talk about add-ons, but I did not hear anything about lobbies. And since I'm a user, I'm quite keen to know how far is FITA on the enhancement of the
thing? Can we get a phone to that?
Okay, I was seeing another hand. Okay. Thank you, Chair. Okay. Depending, one of my key things is the VPN, the network check that we're waiting on. So one that can be resolved, we hope to have looking implemented this month. Yes. The time is for the infrastructure. It is smiling at me because it's a long project that I spoke about. The one that we are upgrading the network within the department. So that portion, the media infrastructure. Sorry. Yeah. So basically, taking that deadline 10% about the infrastructure for the most of the facilities, the 400 plus that I spoke about is on the next page.
So, yeah, it's work in progress. We just believe that it can get completed as soon as possible, and that we are assuming that there is funds for that from DC as well. Sorry.
I have a very, very big problem. I thought there is no quarrel between CITA and department. I thought there was no quarrel infighting between the CITA and department. But I see the members of the department asking CITA here in this meeting. Now, that's exactly what you are trying to solve, Chapter. Then these people don't meet. They meet when they come here. Is that the problem? Are they in any department of the meeting without your body in the air? If there is that problem, you have said, if there is a blockage, which they should put it all in the chain so that it's unblocked.
I'm getting money. But some of the, you know, the programs that must be implemented is it because they are not talking. I'm not sure because security documents said that there was a meeting somewhere. was not raised in that meeting. The meeting on the 24th of July, you know, where the secretary, Salah Al-Khalai, met and spoke about things. You know, if that one belongs to us and the department, within component, not to the department, among asking questions in front of us. You know, the thing causes still a problem because it sends a very wrong message to us. So I'm requesting that this. It is a good thing to go to the government of the state talking about that they must talk, that family, when they come in or come from S1.
Let's say,
I didn't get a response from the theater, and they said the film is still pending, and we are still the work in progress. I think what we want here, of course, Honorable Chair, what we want here is the time frame. When is this thing going to happen? Give us
your assessment of where TCS is at that point. The department has given us the aid on COVID, but we want you to give us some sort of assessment. And also possible solutions, because I think all of us must find solutions to these things. All of us are on the same page. There's nobody for or against. CFO, can we ask you then to present your financials and to all the other participants? Thank you very much. I will work up when I say CIA finally. We are not looking at it. We are not looking at it. We are not. If you open it up, understand, we will deal with IT for the rest of the day. Because you can see that people are not comfortable with IT. Can we get to the financials? Is that okay with them? Okay. Thank you very much. And if need be, please talk to Cindy. But we will be 24 hours. Before you start CFO, let's allow the government and the debug so that there's not too much discussion. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
After this, you're going to talk.
Operational line function managers
from a level of senior directional officer must be transferred and replaced by new blood. There are further 9 members that will be considered for transfer away from BDMD, and the 20 members of the Broadway core group have been identified as part of the group influencing the situation. They are being considered for transfer out of the Broadway management area. Now, the problem I face is that you sit with problematic staff members, and they're not just staff members, they're managers, the senior people, and the solution lies in transferring bad apples to some other area that presumably are going to then create other problems in other areas. Now, the real question I want to know is if these people are so bad, particularly the so-called core group, why do they not face disciplinary action with a view to having been dismissed from the Department of Correctional Services?
My viewpoint is actually interlinking with the member self's view. I would love to know whether there was a proper investigation conducted, and if the 3 recommendations are based on the outcomes of the findings of that particular investigation. One must also be very conscious of the fact that and indicated there are groups who want to make torment, despite the mandate, although the allegations that are made are also in government with those groups. So we must be very careful not to fund management, because no management is going to last a particular group in my name. And on the other hand, you're willing that if there's any UN influence, we can't allow unions to manage the bathroom. Part of many, but unions can't take over that role. Management is the business of management. With a conversation, of course, in terms of the act, but not the right term. So I just want to stop for now.
Yes, thank you, Chester. I want to add to what Honorable Self has said. This call group, are they still working? Are they going to work? Because when they were there, there was an alarming cry out of that people are not coming to work, whereby we were worried about a center not having members coming to work, a center that was not a safeguard, guarded for a night or 2 nights. If my name is still set right here. And that was why that made us think that then we have to close down Unome if we are going to see the maximum criminals who are not guided by the officials. And when they pay full salary, where is it because they're not coming to work? What their salary is going on, why they are not working, creating chaos on the workplace. To me, whether the labor laws are also there to cover them, but it can't cover a person that is not going to work and eating up the budget of the state. No way to pay if you are not going to work, you can't be. So that guarantee needs to be clarified in this portfolio quality care, but fair and care and covered by one another.
Thank you, Chair. We have the inmates in Mona. The inmates, sometimes they don't get food. It happens maybe sometimes they sleep without food. So, is the department part of this trying to solve that problem? And they also speaking that because of the fighting, someone that if the people have been deciding what's happened to Ghana, the fighting also affects the inmates, the fighting in the area. Another thing I don't know if the culture is in whatever, but if it's an absent moment, looking out of the heart, how can you go to deal with that? Because if you deal with the management, you begin to put out the problem that is there. Because he said they don't even allow anyone coming from elsewhere to come and work in Ngombe. And those who are coming elsewhere to work in Ngombe, they are not allowed. So, are we in power at such problem we're going to solve? Thank you.
Okay, person, sorry, I have a very vegetable view on this thing. I the more beauty when I look at these proposed names, I don't get the sense that they have been thoroughly thought out, taking into account the extent of the problem that can take the root there. I don't want to lament the fact that there was a severe failure on the part of senior leadership in the department, whether it's provincially based or whatever, in having, or shall I put it this way, Jay? Don't we have some or other degree of intelligence which informs us of pending problems, difficult situations that one can expect? And we allow a situation to reach the sort of levels that this one has reached. We need to have some answers to that. But we are dealing with the chairperson merely a symptom. We are not addressing the core problem. Because you are merely going to take wrongdoers if they are bound to be wrongdoers. And something wrong. I think Mr. Self mentioned the bad apples. And if you remove the bad apples and put them alongside the good ones elsewhere, you are going to make those apples bad too. So I don't think, Jefferson, that we have taken into account all aspects before arriving at the sort of solution that we are suggesting there. Furthermore, Jefferson, we have here in slide 18, second bullet regarding the head of center position. What I would like to know, is there currently an acting person? Because the way I read the position at BMP presently filled by an acting appointment to be filled with a permanent appointment, sorry. Whether through reshuffling or recruitment. So you are going to bring a possible unblemished person from elsewhere to come into a center where you have blemished people. What are you going to be doing to the psyche of that individual? So this thing, Jefferson, is not just a question of shifting human beings around. There is a deep-seated problem there. And what is being proposed here, Jefferson, and what has actually happened, is a mutiny in a security establishment. That's what it boils down to, with very far-reaching implications. My take there, Chairperson, is that what I read yet is, to my mind, not the total picture, not the real solutions. And what I would like to know is what factors, what empirical evidence, what research into the psyche of those that were involved has convinced you that this would be the best way of dealing with the matter. I believe that there can be other more prudent ways of dealing with this matter. And by merely taking wrongdoers and taking them elsewhere, as I said earlier, around, you are actually shifting around problems, and then unfortunately that is going to lead to a stage where you will see a security we don't want to touch them anymore. Let us rather move them somewhere else. Now, if some holy person is involved in helping to in creating destabilization, in a security establishment like this, this is a security concept, there should be no mercy there. There are laws in the land, and in terms of those laws and rules and regulations, we need to act. Otherwise, then you are taking the problem of moment to, for argument's sake, Belmont, Nongoma, Uganda, Kutu, or somewhere else. And at the end of the day, please remember, you are going to have far more problems than you have resolved at Nongoma. You are going to have those problems transferred somewhere else. Thank you, Jeff. Unless cancer there, if it is not completely, you cannot cure it completely, but if you do not remove it completely there, that cancer is going to spread. And this is what you are doing here, by trying to shift the vegetables around. And I would like to know, Chair, repeat, what informed you? On what basis did you decide that this would be the best solution? I mean, you're not saying here anything about taking disciplinary action. Has anybody been disciplined for what has happened there? Has anybody been suspended? So, Chairperson, I'm not happy with these kind of proposals, Chairperson. I don't expect it to come from senior management. Thank you very much.
This is a
lot.
Thank you.
I just want to caution about the word mutiny. You know, mutiny is in that extreme, like in the army, you can defeat, you can deflect it. That is mutiny. I think what we are dealing with here, in respect of labor, is either in solar or in those insubordination, where you refuse. You know, in solar, you point out that respectful, and once you refuse the instruction to execute, that is insubordination. That is the context in which we have to look at this matter. My problem is, however, is that the selection criteria, I mean, reported cases in labor law, is very clear. You have to identify certain people. What was your, because my first question was, where there was a proper investigation conducted, and whether these recommendations are based on the outcome of that particular finding of the investigation. Now, and the labor force of a crack, once you differentiate between them on an asset base, so the criteria for to identify who should be removed or not, and the people very clear on what on that process, that was the problem. Thank you.
All right. As in front of DCS to this question, maybe but also because really our oversight is about, and repeating, it's just in the main challenges that we have, all of us together. If the other matters here that we're not aware of, deliberate organized labor, disruption. You know, what is the root cause of this? Because as members are saying, to move one person to the other, you're going to replace him with somebody else, he or she will join POP group or PSA, and to continue the process. Somebody spoke about regionalism, that in that area there's a sense that if you don't come from the area, no matter how good you are, you're not going to succeed. What are the real issues? Because we don't want to screw this thing. Let me remind you that this matter first appeared in the Jali Commission report. So it's not yesterday's matter. From the Jali Commission, we've had this thing here. So the solution that we find must be sustainable. And then there are things that replace the ill discipline business from normal to basic. You just place in the problem, you don't resolve. And whoever comes in person's place might take over. So I think what the committee really wants is a sense of how to resolve this thing. We all know that it is a serious problem.
And the final point that we want to make, sort of a general plea, is that at some point we want you guys to shut up, that we are on your side. You know, we have not gone to Norway beside us. If we had not gone to Norway, this committee would not have known about this. Why is it that we must be these things up by the same and we are at the same time? Because the more we think of these things that we think we should be sharing through outside world, the more we get an impression that you guys are not being open and honest with us. That's the impression that you are not being open and honest with us. A matter like Norman that doesn't even come to our attention that a gentleman or committee, we have got this problem there, we are working on it, or we are being trained from like I said, Norway has been there from the Dali Commission. We delayed as a committee at least on two occasions to go to Norway. There was snow one day when we were supposed to go. I don't know what was the problem. When we eventually went there, we found the problem. But nobody has ever come to say to us, we have these channels. Unless you don't trust us and you think that we are here to feed you, you can continue. But I'm still feeling that at some point we need to trust in that. And so we have these challenges, how do we resolve them together? So, we have this picture, you have responded, now the members have put their point, all of you can just talk to me. So that we just get a better sense, so that we know where we are right now. So I'll hand over to you, COO, and to your team, just to respond to all sorts of issues raised by members, and let's see if we can find a way forward.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we agree that there is a problem with the movie. That is why in the background we have outlined the change of leadership in Norway over a period of time. The issue of coming to a decision of transferring a group of people rather than a individual is informed by exactly that reason. To say that changing one person has impact, not as expected, because this one person will come to an environment and a situation that is plagued by a whole range of problems, and the person will be overwhelmed and not able to cope with those challenges that present themselves. We thought that if we transfer a group, that would dilute a core group that is seen to be promoting corruption and behavior that is not acceptable. And therefore, the decision to scatter them around and not take the group and transfer it to the same place, scatter them around so that they live with other people who may also influence them positively. We thought that if we go the long route of disciplining that group, which is not an option that we are going to have, it would be the route of going through the investigation, difficulty to prove certain things like intimidation. How do I prove intimidation? If somebody is being accused of intimidation by people who are not even willing to come up front and say, I will testify against this person to say that this person is intimidated me. If people that would choose to give you anonymous letters and anonymous phone calls and say to you, there's been this happening, but I can't give you my name. Now, if you take that case forward, it becomes very difficult for you to move, and you end up with a situation where you will suspend people and send them home only to bring them back. Now, we thought as a way of dealing with this, if we can transfer certain people and scatter them around and not forget about them, probably follow their behavior wherever they are going,
so that you have information to lay the people down and hold them responsible for their actions. So that is why we consider the transfer option. That's why dismissing people is not easy to dismiss a person. So I thought maybe I should comment on that one. Colleagues would also come in and address issues that have been raised, and as I said, colleagues can comment from HR, the RC will also comment in trying to address the issues. But we thought if we scatter them around, we would be able to manage them.
That's fine. Can you also give us an indication of the rest involved in your recommendation? You scatter them around, do you add the NTSA or COP group? Have you had discussions with them, all those kinds of things, so that members can get a sense of where they think we can understand, at least we don't have to accept, but at least we understand your logic, as well as the kind of time frame. Remember, you are saying here, the intention is true, the plan is true, and all those type of things. Bearing in mind that we went to visit you in June, we are now in September, and then you say these are the plans, these are ideas. So, what are the risks involved in your proposed solutions, like the involvement or the assets? I'm not saying that you must only work, or you must be held ransom because unions might fight you, but the reality that they could create this type of thing. So, what are the risks involved in the time frame for this? How do you see you want to keep that?
Thanks so much, Chairperson. I want to start by saying the comments should be assured that the proposal that I put forward to the regional management of government has been well thought out, the honourable member. The second point that I want to make is that we are based in what we have. We've been working in the department for quite some time. We've observed some of the things that normally we're working with people who have worked as a commissioner at the moment, who are part of what we have. Leadership collective that have sat down for a number of days and prepared some of the response. In this instance, I have noted that four in the regional management team that have worked as a commissioner at NOMAD. That's the second point that I want to make. So I wish to assure the committee that plans in Russia, signal from second information, experience of working. Within the moment, area as well. The other point that I want to raise, Chairperson, is that it is true that over a period of time, management of the moment, management function, basically, was left by the group of officials. Things remain well during the transition to OSPs and the days, the issues of the ship. As an example, during a phase which has since not of course, management there will put out the issue of the ship, how officials are going to work, and those two ships will be taken off and another two ships will be put up there by the officials, and they will work as they. Now the point that we wish to make around that example is that there's a situation where we feel at our level as a regional management now that we are not only able to enforce position by the leadership at the moment in the center, partly because of the type of division, partly because of intimidation. I'll
think that the children are able to have this management system enforced because of management not being able to enforce the decisions, that because of division among managers of the law, but also because of intimidation. So we come to a point where we think that indeed there has to be an intervention in another division of the law. Things are not made by the fact that over a period of time we have not had a permanent repair commission system in the law. But our observation and information that we have is that over a period of time there is a group of officials that are known, especially the juveniles, who have sought to terrorize and intimidate people. They are not the officials that have been demanded for transfer. And when transfer officials under the President of the Committee are still in the permanent correction services, they're still in our hands to deal with them. But to take them out of the norm is enabler. To take out the intimidation that is continuing at the moment, to be able to think if you are giving problems at the moment, I'm able to say, I'm going to take you to class, I'm going to take you to environment, but if you are still only accountable for actions that you are doing at the moment, other than to terrorize people to the point that they are not able to come to work and paralyze the operations of the department because they are scared. So, I mean, that there is a group, not like transferring hundreds of people. We're talking about, at most, about 30 people that are talking about here, in terms of junior officials. Of course, in terms of managers, we've got key positions. Then we say, we cannot compromise on in terms of leadership, in terms of enforcing this within correction services. And I want the government to trust us as well on this, because we are on the ground. If something has to be formed, if something has to be done something, but we are on the ground, and I want to assure the government that we should be given time and we know what we are doing in terms of this plan, other than to keep on talking. If we fail, then we should be able to account and say that we try to get and we fail. But we don't see fail as an option in terms of separate norms as an institution at this stage. Some of the members of the committee who were retired on the fourth, I think we've got to point out some of the dynamics. We're not going to have the Lazarus time and talk about them, those kind of details, the background to the normal challenges that we spoke about on the floor. I do want to take the honorable chair and the committee that you have. With regard to normal stresses, it has been in the public domain, it has been dealt with, especially some of the problems that have been managed around the ship. It has gone hot, it has been reported widely. There's nothing that can hide about the difficulties that we have at the moment, to the best of my knowledge. But there's nothing that's hidden about the challenge. But at one point, out here said that there was a period, especially between 2005, possibly in 2009, when one revolution was there, that order was retained at the moment. Things started to happen with one revolution that we sent there in 2009. And that revolution has since been different in the organization. And part of the problem that we have are people who have always related to head of that group that we've had in those divisions of management there. And we're dealing with those affected. And we hope that in time we should be able to go into a position and the moment once again should be able to function properly as we should, like all other managers. The thing to transfer managers, as I've indicated, is that the situation in Norman requires strong leadership. Any person who's been at Norman will agree with us to say, you're not going to have a weekly leading Norman, either as a head of the science staff or as a unit manager. You need some people who are going to decide, you need some people who are going to be involved. And they will take those to that come that says, if you were in the service, you take with it. That we are in that kind of environment. We're not going to have a person who's going to be intimidated or afraid to take the change because he has been joined. Now, if we have a division, if people are going to be threatened, going to fall, and not come to work, then you're not going to have a situation that will normally be in that kind of environment or in that institution. So,
proposal to bring certain people. We are taking people whom we know within the Wazulu Natal, within the team, who have seven other centers, even outside Wazulu Natal, who put a track record, whom we can say, this person is working in the center of development, has been successful in that in a particular environment. So we do and believe with the price support and the team that's going to be installed at the moment, we believe they can arrest the current situation at the moment. We're supposed to engage the union on the sideline, on the side as well, because as we report, there has been, I think, a breakdown in terms of relations, even with leadership of unions, whether it's a shop floor level, even at the hotel point, at some point, as a department, we say it's wrong with you that the control was lost, even at that level. So, but we will choose to act as members of professional citizens outside the mandate, outside the direction of their own leadership within the union. But we went to the union to say that we should be able to go together and be able to partner in terms of the shoulders that the situation at the moment is arrested. So I want to assure them to say that whatever things that in the sense that we have to talk and we are continuing to engage with the leadership of the union. It will not work if this has taken place in some respect. They are continuing to take place on those who have been found committing offenses against the regulations of the department. I speak as a regional commissioner for the Netherlands in the Senate. I'm putting my head in the block. I hope the plans that we have put together, the wisdom of the collective leadership of many states of the Netherlands, I hope they're going to work. I hope to come back and say that we'll turn around the situation at the moment. Possibly before the end of the year, in some respect, we can report going forward on the progress that we are making. That's the assurance that we can give the committee and say that indeed it's going to take some time for us to do, but certain things have to be highlighted like yesterday. That's why we're putting some proposals like that. I'm happy that one of us has been able to say that indeed it has to be a rational plan given the circumstances that combine there at the moment. What I could call during the day of the business with regard to the food. Offenders have complained that the candidates, not that they don't get food, but they complain about the quality of food. In fact, we were saying some people out there, but some of the were saying, we wish that we had been here around 4 o'clock so that we can see the supper that is going to serve, not that food is not there at home. It's something that we have gone through with the nutrition team to say that we want to ensure that the food that is given to a normal, the food that is according to policy, that meets the requirements that is indicated at the center. If that problem still has been reported as a problem, it's something that we want to take forward. After this visit, the management has seen for about a week and more to attend some of the issues that were raised in the control committee and develop the plans and attend some of the issues that can be attended to. For example, the National Commission was there when we retreated within a high tent, not less than 5 centimeters in one set. Here, on the day of business, and DVDs and the workers and DVDs that were there. We took it with a immediate decision to send the EFT. A number of bands, I think about 2 bands, I can take a better farm there. I know that some of the offenders have seen complaints in the solo community, others have taken up support about some of those items and making allegations that they were breaching. They were not breaching. That batch in particular was sent in by myself under a list of a director in my office who was there. And I warned the students, you're not looking towards what you are sort of saying that you need to know. So I think that certain things have to be done on the board, certain things have to be done. And I know that the members are not going to lack it, that you take away those things, because indeed the effect it is in our view when we're there, in terms of some of the items that are found in the particular center. So I would prior. We're not talking about those setups. We're talking about the human setup in the farm. Okay? Thank you, Shepherd. In fact, let us intend to have the
conversation. Thank you. I don't remember the second round. Is DCS happy that you've covered everything that you wanted to say? You know, the contribution of DCS, any members want to have a second round? But I have that remember. Looks like it, we don't have to add. Let's start in front. Makagula, Mangwenya, Tele, you want to speak, Valisto, and then we'll go to Adokate and then Hamar.
Thank you. The commissioner is speaking as if now is under control. Everything is under control. Commissioner, you are the commissioner in KZN. My question is that you were aware about what is happening in Mombe before and why you didn't act, and then why now you see the thing you acted under control.
Thank you, Captain. Thank you from the commissioner to come in front of the portfolio committee out of the miserable that we have left you. Chair, I'm worried because the rehabilitation is very important to us, because it's where we put lot of our budget to make sure that the inmates are happy. So on the report of the commissioner, I don't get change that the situation of the inmates in terms of the problems are on this. Because when we were there, the inmates were saying there's no problem for us. And sometimes the members, they don't even come to the center. Commissioner, we were all that time. We were feeling that as if we would ask for the inmate to be alone, not having anyone to ask. Now, Chair, I can see on the report here that there are solutions that are here on the board, but I think, Chair, we need to go back again at the moment, since that we can see what in that quality now after we are here. We understand what Commissioner Ngenete Guama would be angry. We collecting our moment that will be happy if we find Uti moment change. You remember that we were even thinking, why can't we change Uti moment here in Center Yama to be nice or whatever now? Because now the inmate was the one that was seen, the sister, the one that is owns the sense. And if there's a difference that we make, will be changed. Because Chair, you remember that we were thinking that after us something is going to happen, that's the same thing. So we had a caller by name would call us alive, but this is coming the last next year into side a moment and thing. Then it's a bit the second round, and then I don't want you to repeat maybe whatever they said. But I want to emphasize the lack of a progress that is high beyond which that one should have been not accepted at all. And the issue of the management that are not working together, that enemies, we don't know what is happening there. It was a miserable a meeting with us, a meeting here, the management. Commissioner was known there, but the management, the old people that are working there, who were already in the past, but that is the current state. Hopefully the situation is going to be better. But I suppose that the committee needs to go to Norma again and observe that really they are changing. In terms of food, it was wet. We saw it on our eyes as the wet part, the kitchen was renovated. So maybe when we go there, we want to see after the kitchen has been renovated, there is a problem there. There was a member who was only a key commissioner just to open the gate for us to get in and out and leave the gate. But there was no one inside the kitchen to look after the food that the inmates that they are cooking. So one of them all those things she said.
No, that's the the report from the RSP is encouraging that after we have led to go back and do inspection and some TV services by the official from the RSP. What I would like to cover from the RSP department, he talks of the working with union, but on the same presentation, it says there seems to be four groups, and these remains are POPRO, PSA, POPRO, and PSA. Which are these remains that they are working with? It's the report that I'm looking at, slide 12. Then another issue that I would like to point out from the other in this practice that he talks of. What I'm thinking of the role of the traditional leaders and the king, what are they going to do insofar as the matter is concerned? If you can just share with us, what role are they going to play? Tell us.
The division among the major type of Ngome is a worry center. Coming from the Ngome on track. The woman who honorable me, maybe you will forget that the person who was opening the kitchen for us was running away. He wanted us to come and open the kitchen. Running away, he didn't open voluntarily. We were asking who is going to open it. She was running around as well. And we had to follow her and ask Mama, who is opening here for us? And she said, I'm not ready now. I'm not getting in the kitchen. She was not ready in the kitchen. So the food question was a question mark. It was a big question mark. And Uma Winya was there, so nice to speak. It was a long time. She's a board member. She was a board member of this committee. We found a name. Was calling for vetting. Norma was supposed to be prioritized commissioner. Because Norma is a non-existent center. I'm worried about the security of KZN and whole country. It's not a child's play what is happening in Norway. It really wants senior intervention, not just from the asking. It needs senior intervention. Although we need to go back, that's not a child's play that is happening at our center. It was a first center that rallied us among all the centers that we were sitting. My question is, if men are playing against one another, is it senior men who cannot take decisions, cannot manage? I do not understand. If men are played by my junior staff, it's a worrying factor, which means there is no relationship, working relationship at national level. That's why information is not true. And you are working with people who are not better, who resist
event. I'm working with Amma 28 as officers looking at 28 and 26 in the sense. That's why I said there is no relation between labor and religion. It's non-existent. That is what the report is saying. If it is non-existent, we are sitting in a time bomb alone. We can't make as if everything is well in one. Capital my purpose of really the intervention needs to come from the higher level of DCA. Amen. Thank you.
Ground for
have to manage the issue. You understand? So I'm just assisting you. I'm not to say you don't know it, but I'm just to appease myself that once you address this issue, then you do it on that day so that you don't have to come back home. What's that? And I hope everybody is going to be interviewed by the panel, so-called panel, because we know what the fact is about this. To interview your students, to hear students, blah, 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 and we use that information. You know, that even that interview, even that information, even my students, and in terms of performance, you know, the objectives of the department, we're going to transfer you there to make a value adding to that, what in Antigua, whatever the case may be. Just because I didn't get that mechanism through. So I hope I will write that when I actually mention this issue. That's the last thing. And also, those RPVU people, it's a problem at the moment. That if it is not in the Muslim, if there's a tension other than the Muslim, I recommend that the transfer should also be considered in terms of your, as one of the sanctions imposed on this issue. And lastly, is we would love to hear from you people. What is the time frame which you guys to this topic to address and finalize these actions? So, let me know if I can put the same now with my input. I think it was a very good time available.
Alright. These are, as we indicated earlier on, very important matters, and we said we were going in depth as opposed to covering lots of things that are going in depth. So I will allow members to say, but it's going to have some implications. Because we still have the financials to do, we have the issue around Fletcher Street, Johannesburg, and we have the nutrition. So some of those are going to follow as we go along. I'm not going to allow further questions, I'm going to allow you to respond. And then we'll have to move on because certainly one or two of them are going to fall off. But just to remind you again, first question was, why don't we now, since you've been there for a while, why do we see it now? The lack of the rehabilitation programs or emphasis on rehabilitation programs, the management division, the interaction with unions, which unions are exactly, and what is the role and for the role and for implications if traditional leaders and kings get involved, I say, with the nation of positive. And then there's the whole issue around the food quality, there's the issue around vetting, and finally the basis of redeployment. Just so that we do not find ourselves wanting if we ever went to court or arbitration or stuff. So you guys can cover all those issues very briefly. Let us then go on to the next item because time is really against us. We found we must get into detail so that we never use these things again going forward. The COVID the department is any order, any member of the department to respond.
Thank you, Chair. I've listened to the comments and concerns of the committee. I'd like to just refer myself on the issue of vetting, which has been an issue which the committee has taken very seriously and strongly. I want to assure the committee that I have engaged the acting DG of FAST as a part of the city of intelligence. They are under serious and tremendous pressure. I'm saying this because when we have engaged with ourselves and given the type of work that we do, they have indicated that they don't have sufficient teams to deal with the numbers of people that we have. And therefore, I said that we try and create an environment where these issues are kept or attended to in a safe manner. One is that all senior management at DCS, from Chief Deputy Commissioner to directors, we have a sense and auditor to how many have been vetted. Because the other challenge that we have is that what they've done is take a long time for them to issue a certificate back to Bahamas. Some of the people and they have not received their birth certificate to later. Now, what we have done prior through the CDC human response that we conduct an audit of all senior managers and have a sense as to where are the vetting processes. But with respect to many measures to the bottom, the sense that come out in the end that not everyone can be classified as top secret because they don't handle any documentation. They are merely dealing with human beings and therefore they have to be security clearer about this. Which means therefore we need to work together now with the police to check on the records of the officials that we work and be able to issue certifications as to whether they don't have criminal records to their names. But that being the case, the challenge that we still have today is if vetting becomes the norm that we need to have, then LIA will not be in position in the foreseeable future to vet everyone. Because we have a sub-complement of over 89 to 41,000 people and it's not going to be possible because they deal with other government departments, the defense, national intelligence, police, and everybody, and senior officials in government. What I would like, therefore, to have a commitment with the portfolio committee is that kindly allow us time so that we can engage robustly with the acting DG Long, so that we have a sense of their capabilities as to how fast they can deal with this matter. Because some of the challenges that are raising with us saying that if we have the senior officials at top secret, we have to interview members of the family. So it's not interviewing the person, they're going to interview and understand the environment under which this individual is operating. So I'm saying it's going to be an ongoing intervention. But I will not be in position to say that everybody within the department will be vetted within a given timeline. It's going to be a process where you will differentiate those that are going to be security clearance and those that are going to be vetted as an organization. But I would like to say this to the chairman that by the end of this year, we shall have a clear picture as to, from senior management perspective, who has been vetted and where in the process. So if we give you a clear picture as to how many have been security cleared in our organization and how many of the senior management do have a clear certificate. But I can assure you sitting here that some of the officials will be here because you have been security for 5 years and that will need to be re-vetted again. And those are the problems that we are facing on a continuous basis. Because even when they issue the certification that we don't have the copies until they are brought to us. So it's a challenge on both sides of the equation. But the concern that the committee plays is a concern that it is very serious. Because we don't want to end up with people in the organization who are not security vetted. Thank you.
Chair, but what about new entrants in senior management, like the Deputy Commissioner for Employee Relations, for example?
Well, while I was speaking, I knew that that was going to come. But I want to assure the committee here that it is just unfortunate, sincerely unfortunate, that a journalist has to make that statement. I can prove here, I have become the DC Employee Relations, the crimes have been expunged by the president of this country. So this criminal record has been expunged. And therefore, it is unfair to say ex-convict is sitting with the correctional services. Actually, it is a mixture of us if we cannot recruit people who have committed crime and the crime has been expunged by the department. And therefore, a lot of people to say that if we can't employ people whose crime has been cleared by the state, he has no criminal record to his name now. And to say that he is a criminal ex-con, I think it's unfair. I have a copy here which I can share with you. To assign the previous president, Carol Leakey, telling him of all the times that he may have committed in life. So I'm not sure as to what line of action is this, because it means that if you have committed crime and the state has punished you and it's clear, we can't employ you. And that would be a means for very, very that we're saying that we need to employ people in the organization. And that's why we can see this is very hard. But in this case, there is no time that we can say is a criminal. So there is an expansion. I can show this to the chairperson of the committee. That in 2000, I have here the copy, you are still on the count. There is an expansion. I'm not sure that answers the question. Crime committed is spent time,
question. I just wanted to address the issue of, advocate Clement Max raised the issue around the base for employment. We also want to introduce a concept here, because, and this arrives as a result of the uniqueness of the challenges of the moment. You see, what we are dealing with at the moment is not something that legislators have even contemplated. And so it has required them to operate and look at different solutions to what we are talking about. One of the considerations that we would have to look at, firstly, it is a thing, chairman and members of the committee, that we would have to consult with organizations, irrespective of the membership that the affected employee may belong. And the basis of the consultation is not necessarily to confine ourselves to the procedural sense as we envisage the transfer, but it is to ensure that we bring organized labor on board as our partners, as we refer to say that we have challenges in the economy. And therefore we seek your ideas. We are not necessarily allocating our responsibility to manage the economy, but we are saying that it would be advisable and desirable to have you on board as we effect what we want to do with NOMI. There have been concerns raised around the investigation. But as also the members of the committee would attest, sending someone at NOMI to conduct an investigation, there are chances that it will be intimidation. There are chances that it may come to not that investigation in itself. But also let's bring into account the fact that the RC and the COO have spoken to say that we do have information in terms of what is transpiring at the moment. And therefore that helps in essence a certain part of the investigation. But the concept that you want to introduce is that of precautionary transfer. Where you are saying you have to transfer people out at the moment, particularly affected group or the group that you are concerned about. Precautionally take them out of the area so that we minimize the risk that we are dealing with them. It, as the COO was saying, it does not imply that we will not be able to pursue or continue the necessary investigation into their homes. But as the advocate has spoken, as all of us would agree, that we suspect that they may be party to certain impropriety at the moment. Does not therefore suggest that we have already judged them. Like everyone else in this country, they are still entitled to due process before they are eventually found guilty. Or indeed, yes. And so the concept of precautionary of taking them out of the moment allows us the space to say, let us go in that area and then free it off the risks. I don't want to use words like scattered. I mean, it was not in translation. That is not the intention to scatter, because you scatter items, not individuals. What we are trying to do is to minimize the risk. Because if you go in there and that group is there, you are going to face challenges. You will face challenges, and it may have that, it may even pose a risk to life of people that you want to serve there. So that is the concept, that let us precautionarily take 50 people out of that area, allow to conduct the necessary investigation. But of course, there are policies within the organization, your transfer policy, where we would have to consult with the individual itself, because we cannot then have transactions over procedural issues on the basis that we just want to get to the bottom of what's happening. We will merely be attracting unnecessary attention. So we would confine ourselves and apply the necessary procedures, such as the transfer policy, which clearly outlines the process that we have to follow. But the major individual, here this is why. And at the end of the day, you secure the need, or you ensure that you do not fall foul of your own process. So Chair, I just wanted to address the concerns about the basis on which we do them. First, the basis is operational reasons. The operational services which are currently being compromised with those individuals currently being there.
Thank you very much.
you are talking about in that particular action. I just want to talk on the issue that you raised, what is the response to commission around waiting and the curious appearance. You know, coming to work this morning, listening to the radio, I heard that a group of soldiers in the Indonesia area were going to be attacked by somebody because of their discussion. This morning I heard that. We know that marijuana is and Carlsonville and all those areas are in serious trouble. Again, if some individual would go and talk to people and take an after they discussion. And so on, but we don't know who is there. You must not overlook that it can happen to personal service. You must not overlook that somebody can go to personal service if they think of this thing. And that is why I think Palinso's question is very valid. Who would have thought that a soldier would go into the church and in any individual? Because that was the icon of the it's clear that there are soldiers that we didn't vet and we don't know who they are, who can just decide tomorrow with it. I've got a problem, they just told us in some instances with somewhere in the street, they have no potential of anything. We must be careful that this doesn't happen to correct ourselves. And then why we ask the next thing is the issue that I think finally that everybody has to because it is not impossible that we will find people rising up here because of some hesitation happening somewhere and don't have a clue who these people are in our center. We don't have a clue who they are in our center. So the points raised by them are raised in the reality that we face. And there will be chaos. If not one person decides to be agitated by an individual or a group of enemies, there will be chaos in that part of the world. So we are saying to you guys that take this thing very seriously. Take this thing very seriously. I'll see you in the afternoon.
Thank you so much. In response to the question why I seem to appear to be in control, indeed, Norman, as the reporter pointed out, has been fashioning web for a certain period until the change of leadership. And part of the problem that we are dealing with emanates from that change of leadership, especially from 2009. And we have seen gaps with that. As I stated earlier, that some of the problems that we have, it is because of that. Saying that we cannot have a position where management is being divided. We cannot have management being fragmented. And all the consequences that come with it. Management of you know, the state function, the municipal function. I've noted the concern raised with regard to the program, the application of the organization. And this is true. Even when we pay visits either by the minister, by the commissioner, or by the protocol, offenders have raised concerns about the treatment and so on. I do want to bring to the attention of the committee that in this application and the problem of the process, I won't have taken it within a secular environment. I think that's the philosophical portion of it. But given the challenges that we have, it goes without saying that that area in it is going to be affected because if security is a concept in this room, if security is a concept that normal policy goes to not only just in this sense, but in other areas, and the application for it are going to be fast, one, to fast. It's something that we are saying that as we continue the intervention that we're speaking about here and some that are already in place, that we should be in a position to attempt to the adaptation program.
attend to one side of the Indian, because the side was the official.
When we speak of the union, because the true union is pop through the PSA, I made a point here, I think the point is being made in the report, that at times the group, in particular, the travel group, they will want to say they want to act as individual members. Maybe there is a set of things such as whether for kids can be there, that can be trained. Either Hopeful and Bell or the member, PSA or the Edmund Bell or the member, but at times, Hopeful and PSA will join hands and then they will just be members of personal services. And that's the point that being made in this report. Traditional leaders around the Abakulusi area, Zulen district, have always played a role in the center around the area of jurisdiction. During the period, particularly the Rebbe Commissioner Koras is now in Bali, he had formed a very strong relationship. That's the point being made around the point of saying that Moment once had a very tribal relationship with traditional up to the point that His Majesty was also playing a role in terms of supporting the programs of partnering with Koras. Whether agricultural activities, whether accepting probably back in the community, they have been taken an action group. I think the point is to make is that they can play a role in terms of ensuring that moment is a public institution that is existing within the boundaries of the municipality, the district, and the traditional area, and therefore they can play a role to actually something that we are on the end for within the part of the province. I do believe that Chief Deputy Commissioner quite has addressed the point and the concern around the process by another man, but the report is meant, of course, for discussion here. But in terms of opposing processes, talking to each other about that, because it's not about like literally fighting people. It is bringing people to order, bringing people to order. So, and therefore, policies of the department have been applied. In this sense, I talk of following the transfer policy and talking to people and making points to people that they should understand that why the decision has to be taken. And the point that has been made around security of the moment is something that is taken seriously as well. The department holds no election should be arrested before 10. I think police can escalate as well. I want to add my thoughts around that thing that man. I think it's members of the police themselves that have tried to point that they're making to say, if there are challenges around this, but something that we need to categorize and prioritize and say, where is more important, that we should not just use that thing as solving all the problems of norm. But in certain key policies, certain what we call just prioritize certain policies and individuals involved, assisted by the state security agents, of course. The commissioner has spoken on the trend of some challenges are not going to take that to it. But as chairperson and all the committee on the first step, I want to end by really assuring the comment that once this with the situation of norm and we wish the comment to trust that in this regard, we are on the ground that is a good turnaround. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Can somebody talk to us about what transpired at Critics Region Janison? At some point we read in the newspaper that police are going to sign in the middle of the street, all those kind of things. Can somebody talk to us about it? It's really not important anymore what has transpired, but more what has lessons learned and what have we done to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Going on anyway, I guess really about what we want to know. Anybody? Yes, ma'am?
Thank you, Chairman.
they...
Singapore and people are conveniently pointing people that are not that, the people who are responsible for that are held accountable. So every big chairperson, the offices are open and we are occupying the very floor that has been rented legally. Thank you.
Thank you very much for all these questions. We accepted the explanation, ma'am, and then I'll come to you with the fact. Because clearly, we can't have a situation with the commentary. But I mean, somebody would need to, in your own investigation, but how is it that we can spend 5 years squatting somewhere? I'm looking at the after 5 years as an example, I don't know how long. But then I'll ask another question from internal control. Now, I don't know if you're wrong. Because clearly, between internal control and the self CFO, part of your job is internal policy. It's part of your job complying with those type of things. So you have somebody sitting in an office. If you hear tell you you were not aware that those offices were occupied by surprise was occupied, then there's a serious problem. Because they didn't give you an office account. I knew they were occupied by five. I even knew that some of those groups were not working. Because we do oversight. So you get to ground floor, it's a reception area, that's where everybody is. They'll send you to somebody on the third floor. So I'm not saying that our control, our management, must be jacked up. And obviously, COO, how many other areas are we occupying and might tomorrow we talk about? You know, you only asked for this week, you've got 4 or 5 minutes. I think the internal audit that must be done by ourselves. It must be done by ourselves, but that is, if this is what we are paying the lease for, are we occupying it in the first instance? So that we don't have a situation where we pay for a lease, where we're not occupying it. And secondly, if the lease has 2 floors, are we using 2 floors or 10 floors? I mean, you have our own BPW, but I agree that they have the responsibility initially. We need to learn the lesson. We really need to learn the lessons of what is happening now. And 18 years down the line, it's not too long for us to continue to do this. I mean, we have the police headquarters issue, we have all those issues. You know, if it was our business, we would also have to look at our own situation around property, our own situation around security. I can say sometimes we say, taxpayers' money, it doesn't matter, the count in the wash, and I point a finger, and I will say that it is Kenny Bauer. CFO, if it is indeed Kenny Bauer, as long as that man is alive, I think we will go and fix it. Because until we deal with people and show that you can't point a finger, because it's what do you call it? It's a convenient excuse. It's a convenient excuse. I'll find somebody who's not there and say, no, no, actually the thing was done by somebody. I get accused and the government doesn't follow that person. So I'm saying if he found out that somebody that is alive, let's deal with that person so that tomorrow we know that we can't go to this thing. We have nothing to do with this. We just cannot. So that's the point that I thought we would make. And I'm deliberately making it because I'm going to make a proposal in 2 minutes. I just thought I would raise that point. The final point I want to make, and then I'll put the proposal to them. Commissioner, National Commissioner, COO, I'm not sure that you're aware, if you are aware of it, it's something that we'd appreciate if you guys did. Some kind of behavior. We have received from the inspector that the fact I got a call on Saturday morning or Friday morning somewhere, that indicated to me that Namkata juveniles are beaten up over a whole number of days. I'm not sure if you're aware of it. That is why I'm deliberately putting it here. This is what your RP in the Eastern Cape was communicating. 7th of September, somebody went to visit the second had an opportunity to do his normal work. Excessive use of force and assault by officials on different days, July, August and September. The officials refused those that have been assaulted to lay cases with the police. The reason they were saying people were assaulted was because they were fighting amongst each other and they were suspected of smoking
The executive judge's office will continue with its investigation. And we have asked that on conclusion of the investigation, the executive judge gives us a report. Now, regardless if somebody is talking just out of fight, if you meet him up for 3 or 4 days, it can't be good. It has to be chosen. It has to be chosen. I'm sure somewhere here I read that there were cases under the ACDS. Mr. Taylor advised that these inmates were assaulted on their waist, thighs, and under their knees. That is typical torture. It's typical torture. Right? You look at it. So we're going to give you a copy of this. But the inspecting judge is on top of that. I just think it's the kind of thing that we can least afford to have out there in South Africa. I know, or you might not know about it, but at least last week or so, there were public hearings of torture months here in this very room. Somebody was beaten over the feet, been beaten for 4 days by our officials. He sent them out to torture. So I thought I must have bring this to your attention because I was shocked when I heard it on Thursday or Friday by telephone, and I thank the inspecting judge for alerting us. And we just let them go and do a thorough investigation and give us a thorough report. I'm raising it, Commissioner, just so that at least you are aware of it. I would have thought that your RMC would have at least brought it to your attention if you would have listened to your RMC. And this is something that was ceded to ourselves as the chairperson and to the area commissioner and Tata and Kaka. So that's just for your information, honestly, because I think we're all on the same page. If I pick up something, I'll bring it to your attention so that you can arrest it, and if you pick up something, you bring it to our attention so that we can manage it if possible. So it's really good information, and maybe you should ask. I don't know if somebody's got a copy, you can give it to you if you don't have, but certainly the executive judge's office is on top of it. The recommendation I want to make is that it is 4-2-1. We have the financial, and then we have the kitchen store that we want to talk to. I know we're not going to do that to either of them, if we do them now, but I do know that we have detained you for what we've been doing. Public works, to which I want to apologize, and also the Auditor General, for which I want to apologize, but the matter you're dealing with was not very important matter. They just were very important matter. So I'm looking at members and saying to members, is it okay if we can find another slot to deal with the financials, that to deal with the kitchens, that those matters that we to deal with? Because to deal with them in 5 minutes, I don't even think CFO, you get through your presentation. And then we have to close shop. So that is my view. But I'm giving it to members that they agree, and the face that I want to apologize vaguely, but I just couldn't control the situation. And I also want to apologize to the GBW. But let's hear what members have said as a proposal of adjourning the meeting at this point. Can we take you, Makapula, and then take Palis?
We won't get back to this because of the time. We will also show you this when the department comes in. But also want the department, when we said we are calling the department, here we are calling the department, and there is no one who can say the department won't come here to allow. So I'm going to check that.
I'm in agreement. However, I would just want to propose that if we transfer to the next meeting, that we don't add a lot of other things before. It seems to me substance discussion within this two subjects that we think.
Just to understand, we are saying that we're not necessarily canceling this hearing.
which is like another day. That's what you're saying. So the other hotel you won't be affected by this one, but you shall find the clock for these two days. All right. But it's
the
report to come early to us, but the report of the teacher was late anyway. I second. There will be no need for other reports because we'll use this report as the basis of our discussion. If in the process things have happened in your presentation, you are able to give us an update. So we will use these documents. You don't have to prepare any new documents, but what we will do. And our Jedi side in our city is going to kill me for this. But we will find the office. Preferably before the next quarter report, because otherwise events would have overtaken us. But we will try to find the spot between these matters. And DPW, if you want to attend, fine. If you don't want to attend, because you've got your report, fine. We will notify you. But we're not going to put you under undue pressure to attend DPW as an agent office. If there is something that we want clarity from, we will give it to you right after the second give us if we need, because we want to apologize for taking your time today. And therefore, Commissioner and your team, Inspector Judge and your team, Tasha Balala, and also the internal audit and your team, thank you very much for having participated. Members will be then informed. I mean, our schedule now says something for 19, but we'll discuss it and see how we deal with it. But we will give everybody sufficient time in terms of the new date. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.